Well, Jordan, first of all, you got named most popular teammate by your fellow players. You've only been here a couple months. What does that mean to you to get that instant level of respect?
It's pretty cool. Obviously, coming here January 10th, and you know, it's already middle of March right now, and having to be able to get that reward is pretty cool. You know, I like to think I'm a pretty good teammate, but you know, you obviously teammates and you know, a word like that kind of speak for itself. So I'm really excited about that, and really nice by the guys to do that for me.
You would know more about playoffs than anybody in this dressing room, just based on the experience you've had heading into another postseason for you. What are some things, some lessons you've learned from your experience in 49 playoff games in the WHL that you take into this series with Moose Jaw?
Well, I think just really understanding the importance of game one. You know, that first 10 minutes sets the tone for the whole series. So, you know, to come out banging, obviously we're going to be on the road, so they're going to have the fans behind them, but to come out banging, establish a really good forecheck and just take the crowd right out of it immediately and start funneling pucks and just take over the series from the first 5 minutes.
There's a lot of highs and lows in playoffs, and I'm sure you know that well. How important in your mind is it to have that emotional stability when, you know, it can get so high and low and it can get so emotional?
Yeah, you're obviously going to lose games. That's the way it is. It's not perfect. You're not going to go 16-0. That's the way it is. So it's the teams that respond and have a really short memory. And you know, it's seven game series for a reason, right? So, you know, I think if we understand that, you know, when we lose games or things don't go well, it's just important to respond and understand that we have a really good team and, you know, we can really make a big impact.
Moose Jaw in particular, I mean, they have a lot of weapons. They're a very offensive group. From watching them, playing against them, what do you expect from this matchup?
Well, they got some really skilled forwards. They got a lot of guys who can put the puck in the net. So I think for us, it's just worrying about our D zone. And, you know, I've always believed that good D zone leads to good offense. So I think if we can really buy into that and have some structure in our own end and just play the right way, I think the offense will come. And you know, I think we'll win a lot of games 3-2.
When you go up against another goaltender like Sachenko, who has had a great season, is that a nice motivator for you to have someone that you can challenge yourself against head-to-head?
You know, I don't really look into it too much. You know, I try to just focus on myself and, you know, the things going on in my head and in the crease and whatnot. So I got enough there to keep me busy, and I'll just do my thing.
For the other guys in this room that don't have the level of playoff experience you have, I mean, have you had talks with them? Are there guys approaching you, just sort of talking to you about what it takes to get, you know, to the ultimate goal from what you've done?
Yeah, guys come up to me kind of ever since day one I came here and just asked about playoffs and, you know, winning a championship and obviously the Memorial Cup, what that was like. So, you know, I share my experiences and I tell them it's something I'll never forget. I still have the picture hanging in my room and, you know, it's such a memorable thing and, you know, you build such a tight bond with those teammates and, you know, I always say that we have the group that we can do that and we have such a tight-knit group. We have so much character in that room that, you know, that's the team I want to win a championship with.
What do you think this team has to do from what you've seen in your 2 months here to be a team that can compete for a championship? What do you have to do to be at your best?
Well, they say defense wins championships. So, you know, I'd say we just got to be tight defensively. We got to, you know, really limit their chances. We got to box out. We got to block shots. We got to do all those little details and, you know, make those sacrifices. And ultimately, those little things add up and those lead to championships. And I think, you know, if we do those things right, I think we're going to have a lot of success.
How's this week of practice been so far? Does it feel like the guys are in the right mindset?
Yeah, we had a really good practice today. The mood was up. There was so much intensity. It was awesome. I think the guys were just, you know, looking forward to getting on ice and, you know, more importantly, looking forward to Friday.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Moose Jaw in particular, I mean, they have a lot of weapons. They're a very offensive group. From watching them, playing against them, what do you expect from this matchup?
Well, they got some really skilled forwards. They got a lot of guys who can put the puck in the net. So I think for us, it's just worrying about our D zone. And, you know, I've always believed that good D zone leads to good offense. So I think we can really buy into that and have some structure in our own end and just play the right way. I think the offense will come. And, you know, I think we'll win a lot of games 3-2.
When you go up against another goaltender like Sachenko, who's had a great season, is that a nice motivator for you to have someone that you can challenge yourself against head-to-head?
You know, I don't really look into it too much. You know, I try to just focus on myself and, you know, the things going on in my head and in the crease and whatnot. So I got enough there to keep me busy, and I'll just do my thing.
For the other guys in this room that don't have the level of playoff experience you have, I mean, have you had talks with them? Are there guys approaching you just sort of talking to you about what it takes to get, you know, to the ultimate goal from what you've done?
Yeah, guys come up to me kind of ever since day one I came here and just ask about playoffs and, you know, winning a championship and obviously the Memorial Cup, what that was like. So, you know, I share my experiences and I tell them it's something I'll never forget. I still have the picture hanging in my room and, you know, it's such a memorable thing and, you know, you build such a tight bond with those teammates and, you know, I always say that we have the group that we can do that and we have such a tight-knit group. We have so much character in that room that, you know, that's the team I want to win a championship with.
What do you think this team has to do from what you've seen in your 2 months here to be a team that can compete for a championship? What do you have to do to be at your best?
Well, they say defense wins championships. So, you know, I'd say we just got to be tight defensively. We got to, you know, really limit their chances. We got to box out. We got to block shots. We got to do all those little details and, you know, make those sacrifices. And ultimately, those little things add up and those lead to championships. And I think, you know, if we do those things right, I think we're going to have a lot of success.
How's this week of practice been so far? Does it feel like the guys are in the right mindset?
Yeah, we had a really good practice today. The mood was up. There was so much intensity. It was awesome. I think the guys were just, you know, looking forward to getting on ice and, you know, more importantly, looking forward to Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.